Summer school. It's long been a dreaded rite of passage for students who are falling behind. Movies have been made about it. Some districts now refuse to even call it summer school because of the stigma. But now some schools are finding that some of the traditional ways they've approached programs in the past aren't working, especially for younger kids. And as Robbie Feinberg reports, that's forced some districts to make changes.
For the Wiscasset School Department, the challenge of helping at-risk elementary school students over the summer was brought into focus last year when a heat wave left kids sweltering.
Yeah, they were like dying on the vine there a few times because it was incredibly hot last summer.
Curriculum Director Patricia Watts says as temperatures approached triple digits, students stopped showing up.
I visited a couple times and it was very hot and... You know, and we, you know, kids just wanted to be playing and they didn't want to be in school. And
with some students attending summer school maybe once or twice a week, Watts says the district found that many students' academic scores stalled or even went backwards after the summer program. And this year, she decided the program just didn't make sense.
We decided that, you know, it's probably in the best interest that we put those monies into our school year. And work with our specialists in improving the reading and math.
Experts have long known that summer learning is important to help students maintain their skills or catch up with peers. A 2015 study from the University of Southern Maine found that students, particularly those from low-income households, saw large drops in their reading and math scores over the summer. Researchers say summer programs can help narrow that gap. But the effectiveness of many summer programs hasn't been studied much until recently. Catherine Augustine of the nonprofit RAND Corporation says her research has found that it's worth it to invest in summer learning. At the elementary level, she says, summer programs need certain aspects for academic success. That starts with getting kids to actually show up for an extended period of time.
That sounds like a simple ingredient, but it's actually hard to achieve.
Augustine says there's no one way to get more students to attend summer school. Air conditioning helps, but not all schools have it. What is important, she says, is for districts to invest in these programs. That means hiring knowledgeable teachers who offer quality lessons. But reaching these goals and getting kids to show up has been difficult for some districts.
We had a middle school principal, and he's still there, and he said, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why put kids back in an environment where they failed only to struggle again?
Patrick Carson is with the Oxford Hills School District in South Paris. He and other staff say students weren't seeing success in the traditional summer school model. So about 6 years ago, the district overhauled its summer program. Instead of a classroom, some students now come here.
See, some of the chickens got out. All of the chickens got out. We gotta
shoot
the chickens again.
This is Roberts Farm Preserve in Norway. About 40 middle schoolers come here for 3 weeks during the summer, and it's about the furthest thing from a classroom that you could imagine. Part of the day's focus is on recreation, swimming, and kayaking. The rest of the time, students learn about math, science, and reading through activities like searching for invasive plants and building greenhouses.
This one is calm.
Student Destiny Davis grabs a large hen and gently places it into a wooden coop.
You want to go in, baby girl?
Much easier, it gets picked up and then squirmed.
Yeah.
She says she likes how different this is from regular school.
More activities to do. Like, it's hard to explain. It's much more fun. We do activities, like, we straight off the bat.
Take a subject like literacy. On this day, students are baking zucchini bread using the vegetables they picked directly from the farm. But as part of the activity, teacher Jen Chafin pulls aside a few kids. She shows them a note-taking technique and tells them to record the baking process. Then they'll use the notes to write a cookbook and newsletter later.
So that's your challenge for today. So if you need some more paper, you can get some out of the iPad closet.
Staff like what they're seeing. Last year, the average attendance rate here was nearly 95%. And the school says more than 30% of students saw their reading levels go up. Researcher Catherine Augustine says summer school doesn't need to be as drastically different as something like Roberts Farm Preserve. But she says if schools focus on getting good teachers and making kids feel welcome, students could find that summer school is something to look forward to, not dread. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.